And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg and Chef Rosie, because it's time to stir the pot a bit. And this time we're going to stir it about spam.
And speaking of stirring the pot here, he has gone on to say that there are a couple of top quality ingredients in spam. And I think most of us just sort of think meat in a can.
Mm. You know, when you think of spam all of these years, all we thought of is that mystery meat in the can. But it actually stands for shoulders of pork and ham. And the first two ingredients are fresh shoulder and cured ham. That's what Hormel calls it. But there's another name that those alphabet letters come from, and that is special processed American meat. The Hormel executives haven't issued the word of what exactly is it, but both of those have been used for many years.
And it's been around for many years, longer than I have.
1937. We're going on 75, 80 years here. Pretty amazing stuff.
So how did it get so popular?
Well, in World War II, when K rations were the thought of the day and what soldiers looked forward to in war, the one ingredient, the one item that they look forward to getting to most in their K rations was that can of spam, because it was very tasty. They knew it was made in America, and there were so many things that they could do with it.
Well, like what?
Well, the beautiful thing is because it's a pre-cooked, totally cooked product, when you open the can, it's ready to eat. It can be grilled, it can be fried, it can be held over an open fire. It's great broiled over an open flame. And then when you get, and people always open the can of spam and they see all that gelatinous liquid around it. And if you're not familiar with aspic or gelatin, you immediately think, oh, what is this liquid? How quickly can I throw it away? That's actually the natural juices from the fresh pork and the cured ham cooked down. As we know, when you cook down meats, the marrow in the bones is filled with gelatin, and that's what that gelatinous material comes from, and it's very flavorful.
Well, as you mentioned, it was popular in World War II. My father came home, and we had spam for dinner more than once. And I remember my mother used to fry it.
You know, after World War II, it was so popular that it actually had ties to patriotism, had ties to supporting our country. There was a time when the Hormel company in Austin, Minnesota, hired 60 ladies and an orchestra of 16 in groups that traveled the country just to promote spam and also to promote patriotism and support our troops coming home, which we've had some difficulty in the past with some other wars here.
So this is like freedom fries almost.
Yeah, that's a good similarity.
What kind of, do you have the normal sorts of health benefits and health disadvantages associated with pork?
Well, we're looking at 1,300 calories for a can, and a can is about 4 ounces.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's fat, you know, and we've been through bacon and we've been through other pork products, and fat does win. But, it can be sliced paper thin. It's great with grilled cheese sandwiches. When it's sliced thin, it's, you know, call it what you want. It's ham. And it's wonderful in a grilled ham sandwich. One of my favorite preparations of spam is to take it and grind it with breadcrumbs and egg yolks and fresh herbs and your favorite cheese, Parmesan, and make spam fritters. And make wonderful fritters, whether they're pan-fried or deep-fried. Very good.
Well, here's a good trivia question for listeners out there. In what state in the United States do people consume the most spam?
Well, that's a pretty easy question, because the state of Hawaii, the people of Hawaii consume almost 20 times as much as any other state in the union. Whether that's because of the fact that you can buy it by the cargo container and hold it in your basement and it lasts for many, many years, or the fact that maybe McDonald's actually rolled out spam in McDonald's in Hawaii, and it's been used there since 2009, I believe, and it is it's been on their menus ever since.
You'd think there would be some kind of showing for Minnesota where spam is actually made.
Well, you know, you're probably right, but it's just Hawaii, for some reason, because it's a ocean-locked, water-locked state, that's probably the reason that it, because World War II and Iwo Jima and all of the things of Pearl Harbor that happened in Hawaii, it's just become a very popular meat consumption there.
Well, now let's get to the nitty-gritty. Let's cook with this stuff. How does Chef Rosie like to prepare it?
Well, we only see one kind of ham in this neck of the woods, and that's the spam we see in the blue and yellow can. But there are some other varieties available. There's a honey Spam, there's a hot spice Spam, as well as a bacon Spam. So now we just add another pork fat ingredient on there if we don't have enough pork in there already. There again, the whole idea is to, because we're using it in replacement of ham, we're using it as a replacement to bacon. What I find that whether it's when you grill it and you caramelize the sugar, especially in that honey ham, honey Spam rather, it really gets a nice crystal caramelized. You can caramelize the sugar in the Spam, and it gets a layer of crystallized that honey, which is really good. So for sandwiches as a replacement to ham all over, it's great with eggs in the morning. If you've never had, if we've all had ham and eggs, well, you need to try Spam and eggs because it's pretty darn good. And the, you know, the most important thing to understand in this whole discussion of Spam is the fact that those first two ingredients, pork shoulder and ham, are no different than the ingredients in the ham that you buy at the grocery store, no different than the bacon you buy at the store. You know, it's cured. It's not smoked. Don't confuse Spam with smoked bacon or a smoked ham. It's only cured. But it is a fully cooked product, and it is a very safe product. And I've never heard of a recall for any kinds of bacteria from Spam because of the way it's cooked.
And yet, anytime we get mail, email we don't want, we call it Spam.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? The fact that all of our unwanted email since, I don't know when we started calling it Spam, but the people in Austin, Minnesota got to be pretty proud of that fact that we all know what Spam is now and we know where the word comes from. It's pretty amazing.
Well, it's as ubiquitous as email, apparently. And in Austin, Minnesota, don't they have the Spam Museum?
They have the Spam Museum. There's a Spam Parade. There's all kinds of. And not only in Austin, Minnesota, in my research, I found that in many other cities across the country, they find a reason to celebrate the infamous Spam. In South Florida, I found that they're in public education. Not only is Spam offered on their menus, but it's also used in art classes. They use Spam, and Spam is made for them especially, and it comes in colors, red, blue, yellow, green, and orange.
The Spam itself, just the can?
No, like, the Spam itself. It's dyed for them, and only in South Florida. It's the only place I found that it's, for some reason, it's taken on there, and it's still there today.
A little bit of Mardi Gras in the Spam. Okay. Well, if you have a question for Chef Rosie, here's how to get in touch with him.
Send it to us. Email mainstreet@prairiepublic.org or on Facebook, Main Street at Prairie Public.